This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical, and a patient named James Powell, last name P-O-W-E-L-L, James, J-A-M-E-S. Place was Mission Point, Flint, date February 3rd, 2023. The paragraph patient profile. Mr. Powell is a 71-year-old male who came from Hurley period. He had a stroke. In the paragraph history of chief complaint, left side weakness. In the paragraph history of present illness. He is 71 and lives at Kersley Manor in an apartment, and he was found at his apartment laying on the floor, period. Notes from Hurley indicate that there was flooding of the apartment under him, period. He states he let the water run, period. He was walking with a walker, and it slipped, and he ended up banging his head against the wall and then falling to the floor, period. He was found by someone to have left side weakness, period. He could barely move it with gravity. And he wasn't able to get up, and he's still weaker on the left side, period. He had a CT that was unremarkable initially, but a CT angiogram showed an evidence of a right middle cerebral artery distribution, questionable acute versus subacute stroke, period. The stroke was seen on MRI, period. He was given aspirin 81 milligrams daily and neurology saw, period. He then went to inpatient rehab, period. He was having some improvement in the left side weakness, period. However, he's still here for further therapy, period. He needs help to walk, period. He was felt to have encephalopathy in addition to the stroke, period. He's awake and alert now, period. He's definitely weaker still on the left, although not totally paralyzed. He denies any heart disease or diabetes, period. Do we have any new paragraph review of systems? Constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no complaints, nice major visual problems, ENT, no earaches or throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, nausea or vomiting, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, musculoskeletal, no joint inflammation or effusion or joint pains, new paragraph skin, no rash or itch, neurologic, weakness on the left side, unremarkable for seizures, altered speech, and no loss of consciousness. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, and he's not known to have diabetes. New paragraph, past history, stroke, encephalopathy, acute kidney injury, alcoholic ketoacidosis, anemia. His past history, 3 years, 4 years ago of alcohol withdrawal period. He has had alcohol dependence in the past period. He denies recent alcohol excess, period. And then there's a history of hypertension. New paragraph. Family history. His mother had diabetes, period. His father had cancer. Paragraph, social history. There's a past history of alcohol excess, but he denied recent alcohol except for occasionally every month, period. New paragraph. Allergies unknown. New paragraph. Medications. Does he have any medicines or medlists in the hospital? Mr. Powell.
Yeah,
the new one. Well, there's some people. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, I think there's some. I gotta look at that.
I'll take you a seat.
I think so. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Okay, aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Thanks. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Cyanocobalamin 500 micrograms daily, lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, acetaminophen 325 milligrams, 2 every 6 hours as needed, folic acid 1 milligram daily, thiamine 100 milligrams daily. New paragraph examination. He was not acutely distressed or ill appearing, blood pressure 141 over 73, temperature 97.5, pulse 52, respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 99%. Head and neck, pupillary cone reactive, the light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements normal, oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection, hearing was good. Next sample, no mass or nodes. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal FNS2, no gout, no murmur. No edema, pedal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Musculoskeletal range of motion is normal, no acute inflammation or effusion. Neurologic, cranial is grossly normal, period. He has left-sided weakness of the upper extremities with hand grip and other movement, and it's 4 out of 5 now, period. He's weaker, a bit weaker on the left leg, but not as bad as the arm, and that's 4+ out of 5, period. There is decreased left shoulder range of motion. Please correct that on musculoskeletal. Decreased left shoulder range of motion. No inflammation or effusion of the knees or feet or elsewhere, period. Hands are unremarkable except the weak grip on the left. Skin was intact, warm, and dry without rash, period. The paragraph assessment of the plan. 1. Mr. Powell had a stroke, and I will continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily plus the entorvastatin 40 milligrams nightly, period. 2, he has hypertension. I will continue lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, period. 3, for pain, he can have acetaminophen 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed, period. He's to follow up with neurology, period. 4, there's a history of alcohol withdrawal and alcoholism, but this doesn't seem to be a current problem, period. I will follow him at Mission Point. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.